Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Chof Gimel, the 23rd chapter of the book of Mishlei. In this perek we have a sporadic number of ideas which are wrapped together in 2 to 3 psukim each. We're going to look at the general overview of the perek and then focus on a few specifics. The first 3 psukim, Aleph to Gimel, are a warning to be careful of power, that when you're kiseishev lilchom es moshel, you have to understand who you're sitting in front when you are dealing with power. In the Psukim and Dalet to Hay, it talks about not being too dependent, not to spend too much time with riches. The Psukim Vov to Ches are a warning not to enjoy meals. Don't indulge too much in worldly and enjoyable meals, which we spend an awful lot of our day getting towards buying and talking about afterwards. Pasuk Tes is don't speak to fools, but oznek sil al tadaber. Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Aleph are not taking advantages of orphans or poor people. Psukim Yud Beis to Yud Dalet are giving the importance of giving musar or rebuking children. Psukim Tes Vav to Zayin are the wisdom of children makes parents happy. Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Ches, don't be jealous of riches, only those are Yirei Hashem. Yud Tes to Chof Aleph are a warning against gluttony. Chof Beis to Chof Hei are a warning to listen to parents. Chof Vav to Chof Ches are a warning against immorality. And finally, the last 6, Chof Tes to Lamed Hei, are a warning against drunkenness. So very much a lot of different ideas over here, strung together in little groupings, and it's worthwhile trying to understand each on their own terms. What we're going to do is we're going to look at a few psukim by ourselves. We're going to first turn our focus to a pasuk, Hey. The pasuk reads, Hey so'if einecho boi ve'einenu, ki asa ya'aseh loi k'nofayim k'nesher yo'uf hashamayim. Very strange pasuk. Here's how it translates. You see it, then it is gone. It grows wings and flies away, like an eagle, heavenwards. What's this referring to? What exactly is being talked about over here? So there's a number of explanations. The Chazal generally understand that this refers to Torah. The one expression of this is in Sefer Derech Eretz Zuta, Perek Dalad, where it describes that a person is here for a very fixed amount of time. And if a person has the opportunity, a person comes upon money, a person earns, a person gets a raise, a person has more success, then in that case, this Masechta Katana, Derech Eretz Zuta, tells us the following. Im zakis lamamon, if you get a lot of money, asay mimenu tztaka ba'oed shehu biyadecha. Use it while you have it for tztaka. Kanei mimenu ha'olam hazeh v'tinchol ha'olam haba. If you're able to use it, you invested that for eternity. The rest of all the investments, paying off the mortgage, the vacations, all those things, the entertainment, that's all very nice. It doesn't last for eternity. It lasts for while you're enjoying it and imbibing it. Use it for something which will last for eternity. Shim ena to asakein, this Tosefta tells us, if you do not do it, ya'uf, pitom, it'll disappear. And that's what it means in our pasuk, hisa'if einenu boi ve'einenu. Mitzvos come at certain moments. Don't take for granted they will be able to do them. A bracha, a tefillah, a kindness, a tzedakah, they don't come all the time. These are the only things which last. Let's make sure we utilize them. That's one way of looking at it. However, the Malbim says that there might be another way of looking at this pasuk. What is it that will disappear when you're not focusing on it? Is wisdom itself. A person can study a whole lot of wisdom. A person can invest so many days, weeks, years into becoming wise. But if they're not focused on that wisdom, if that just becomes an intellectual study that happens in the classroom, that happens in the study halls, if you're not focusing on it the whole time, then hisayif boi ve'einenu. Then at the times where the most is critically needed, when decisions need to be made, and the question is going to be is, how am I going to act in this situation? How am I going to adjudicate the situation? Am I going to be biased? Am I going to be cruel? Am I going to be merciful? If you're not focusing on that wisdom that you learned, it disappears as fast as it comes, and it's not going to be applicable. Let's take a look at pasuk Yud Zayin, very powerful pasuk. The pasuk reads as follows. Al yikanei libcho b'chato'im. Don't envy sinners. Ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. Only those who are God-fearing men all day. So the general message of this pasuk seems to be is that the only value, the only currency which is worth being jealous about is those who have yiras Hashem. Remember there was a story about an individual who made aliyah. He decided he was going to retire. He left America and he went to Bnei Brak. There was only one thing that that really what he wanted. You know, he'd given up a lot, and he wanted to make Aliyah, and he was going to live a simple lifestyle. There's just one thing he really wanted, and that was he wanted to bring with him his Lexus. So the problem was he was concerned that, you know, in Bnei Brak there aren't so many Lexuses around. He really liked his car, but he didn't want other people to get jealous. So he came and he asked the question. I believe that it was to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, he sent to ask the question, is it alright if I bring my Lexus to Bnei Brak, is it a problem? So he said, so Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said, he said, wait a second. So he says, is the man a Talmid Chacham? He says, no, not really, you know, he tries a little bit here and there. And he says, so is he like a big bald stalker? And they said, no, you know, he's an average guy. So he says, so Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said, so why should you be worried that people are going to be jealous of him? I mean, what it doesn't make a difference what car he has. Why would anybody be jealous of him if he hasn't done anything with his life spiritually? And that's what this pasuk is saying, is notice that the only thing you need to really be jealous of for other people are things which are spiritual achievements, because those are actually earned. They just don't just come and go. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Kuf Samachay actually takes us to another level, and he says if you focus on the rest end of the pasuk, it says ki im biyiras Hashem kol hayom. That a person you should be jealous of is a person who focuses on Yiras Hashem, on fear of God, all day long. And the Sefer Chassidim says, why is it Hashem loves the Avos, the patriarchs, the matriarchs of our people? There wasn't a moment of the day absent of contemplation and meditation of the lofty messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says. Yaakov woke up from his dream, from his sleep. That was in Parshas Vayetze. The Midrash says, "Al tikre mishnasai mimishnasai." Even his sleep was a meditation upon the divine. That's the way that such a person lives. Let's move to Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk Chaf, "Al tihi besoiv eyayin bezoile lebasar lamoi." Don't be among those who are gluttonous, those people who spend their time with wine and meat gluttonously and drunkenly. This is used in the pasuk in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin to substantiate some of the dinim that surround the Ben Sora Amora, the wayward and rebellious son. However, it's interesting to notice the way the Malbim understands over here is that there's a few levels. Is that you may not be able to be a wise person in life, but at least don't be a destructive person. You may not be able to be super positive, but don't be super negative. That's what's being said over here. The few psukim were saying, please listen to Chachma. If you can't listen to Chachma, don't destroy your life by drinking and eating too much. This is brought down, actually, fascinatingly enough, in the Orach HaShchaim LaRosh, it's a sefer with a number of very practical recommendations, which he suggests. And in the fifth chelek, in paragraph Tzadi Dalet and Tzadi Hei, he says there's two reasons for this. One is, kiharbe cholaim bo'im al roiva achila. Number one is that many diseases come because of overeating. Don't eat until you're over full. And the other one is because pentishkach es boracho v'tachli. Because you must forget your maker and you become ill and become sinful. So there's a practical, pragmatic level, and there's also a spiritual level over here which is involved in the warning of this pasuk. And finally, we're going to look at the last pasuk for the today, and that is pasuk Chof Gimel. Emes kenei v'al timkar, find and acquire peace and don't sell it. Chochmo musar uvina, wisdom, rebuke, and deeper knowledge. What is this referring to? So the Ben Ish Chai has a beautiful, beautiful insight. He quotes the pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef is presenting his brothers in front of Pharaoh, in front of Paroi, and he tells them the following: Ki yikre lochem Paroi, when Paroi will come across you, v'amer ma'aseichem, and he's going to ask you, so what do you do? What's your line of business? V'amartim, you should say, an shem yikneho yavadecha minil reinu ad ata. That we were always men of mikneh, we were men of flocks from today until tomorrow, from a long time. Gamanachnu gamavosen, us and our fathers. Says the Ben Ish Chai, this is not just referring to their line of business. This is referring to the deep, we'll call it DNA of the Jewish person. What's being said over here is that there's two directions of trade. There's the idea of kenia, of buying, and mechira, of selling. And these are two different transactions, not transactions of money, not transactions of currency, but the idea of acquiring or losing the sparks of holiness. And the role of every Jew from Nirenu Arato, from our fathers and even all from our youth, is Mikneh, Anshe Mikneh. We are people who are looking to acquire, who are looking to find Kedusha, to find holiness, to find something that we can extract from every circumstance, from every human being, from every situation that we find ourselves in. That's who we are. We are Anshe Mikneh. We're people willing to buy, to pull out, to extract the Kedusha and things. Unfortunately, when it comes to Rishayim are people who have no currency because they do Oni Averos, and therefore they are forced to sell even the spiritual sparks they have within inside of themselves, and unfortunately come out at a loss. This pasuk over here is telling us, Emes Kenev Al Timkor, find truth and acquire it. Find the truth in every situation, in every person, in every circumstance. Al Timkor, and don't sell. Don't live a life in which you have to dissipate your Kedusha, your sparks of holiness within you, because you don't live a life worthy of accumulating them. These are four psukim. Of course, the rest of the psukim are just waiting for us to discover more. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.